Good evening, everyone. This is Dave and friend.
Me. No.
More than no, you're my friend.
I'm your friend.
My best friend. You're my bestest friend.
Okay, good.
To you, I'm just an acquaintance.
Yeah, some guy.
Thankfully that you didn't pick up in a bar.
No. No, your dog growled at my dog.
That's not true.
It is true.
Well, it is true. Today's topic is, what do we think about the state of cartoonage in the world today?
Although we should clarify, because we've switched lists.
We have switched. Well, I haven't seen the other list.
I can't find Audio Mo. Where are you guys?
Hello, Audio Mo. WTF. So we have switch lists. That doesn't mean we have to go back to the other list, but we have now the complete list for the rest of the month for...
The ones on the Audio Boo blog.
The Audio Boo blog, right.
Boo blog.
Michael Boo blog.
I just haven't met you yet.
That's right. Audio Boo blog.
Which sounds like boob log.
I'm all about that.
I know, I figured you would be.
I have a fondness for boobs. Oh. I'm just saying.
Here we go, going down this road.
Do we have to start over?
No, all right, we'll just label it.
I'm a guy.
Warning.
All right, so anyway.
Cartoons.
Now, we have to say that we have not spent a lot of time, well, at least I have not. I am not current on cartoons, okay? And today we have, like, all the anime stuff, and which John Eric likes, right?
Yeah. We should have gotten him in on this.
Hmm?
We should have got him in on this. We'll have to tell him, and then he can...
He can boo his own... Yeah, do his
yeah and
own
we'll
boo.
Retweet it.
Yeah, we can do that. But, I mean, classic cartoons, I mean, there's nothing like a good Johnny Quest. Or,
Land of the Lost.
Land of the Lost was not a cartoon.
It was on Saturday morning cartoons.
It was not a cartoon. It was live action drama.
It was on the cartoons. It was a cartoon.
It was not a cartoon.
How could it be live action with Dopey and...
It was all, like, people in costumes. It was... No, really.
Dopey was not. Dopey was real. And Alice, the Allosaurus, they were real.
Holly, Will, and... Uh-oh.
What was the dad's name?
I don't know. Anyway, they were real people.
And the Paco, what were those people?
The
Chucka was a raccoon or something?
Something. And the Sleestak, that's right. Which is Caitlin snoring. Anyway, no, those were real actors.
Anyway, and, whatever.
Anyway, so Johnny Quest, the Jetsons,
But that's not the topic.
No, it's what do we think of the cartoons today, right?
Well, I like, I like some of the things that are on Adult Swim.
Right.
Cow and Chicken and things like that. Right. What was that other one that I liked? Oh God. My brain has gone blank.
All right, well, let's you ponder that. I mean, you know, there was a time, the first two or three seasons of South Park was entertaining. In a weird sort of kind of shock appeal sort of way. I don't know. It's not something I continue to watch today.
Current on it, I would still watch South Park because I liked it. I thought it was funny. I love how they make fun of everything.
Yeah. Nothing is sacred. Don't care. Nothing is sacred at all.
And anybody that talks about chocolate salty balls is it's really funny. Yeah,
absolutely. I remember the chocolate salty balls.
And Mr. Hanky the Christmas Pooh.
Love Mr. Hanky the Christmas Pooh. All right, maybe I like South Park a little bit more than I first imagined, because there are some pretty funny stuff in there. But it's not something, you know, if you're not current on it, you'd have to go back and listen to.
Yeah.
And I mean, a lot of South Park stuff has you know, entered into our culture and into our linguistic repertoire, right?
Mm-hmm. You killed Kenny.
Those bastards. And yeah. I'm trying to think. What else? Family Guy, right?
Family Guy. It's funny.
And The Simpsons, which is where this started, right?
Yeah, because what's his face's birthday?
Matt Groening.
Groening.
No, that's something else.
We're back to the beginning again.
Anyway, so it's his birthday today.
Happy birthday, dude.
Yeah, I'm sure he's listening.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, it's the thought that counts.
Exactly. So, but I mean, yeah, there are some cartoons, and like classic cartoons that appealed to adults. I mean, there was, the Flintstones was a primetime show. So it's not like there's a precedent for adult cartoons. So, but I don't know. They're fun. They're okay. Doesn't really matter to us.
Well, see, now, one of the disadvantages that you have if you've never been able to see is you don't really know which is a cartoon, what's claymation, what's...
Right.
You don't have any idea unless somebody specifically says...
So, like, Rudolph is real.
How do I know if they're live action or animated or whatever?
Right.
I don't know.
No, you don't. But you know, like, Rudolph is claymation.
No, Rudolph is real, too.
Oh, all right. Okay.
The bumble and everything.
Right. A guy in a suit.
They went out and did the documentary.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, BBC. Did it?
Yes. BBC One presents...
Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer.
Right. So I don't know. I mean, you know, they're fun. In The Simpsons, you know. Why are you not getting royalties?
I don't know. I think it's wrong.
Okay.
Just like Simba should be getting royalties from Simba Court and Cymbalta.
And what's the Simba Court? That's the asthma medicine, right?
I think so. And Cymbalta is like a anti-anxiety or something.
Right.
Antidepressant.
Oh, Singulair. No, that's the other one I'm thinking of. That's the asthma one.
That's different.
Right.
That's a cell phone company.
No, that's Singular. And it's spelled with a C.
I know.
All right. Welcome to our wackiness. It's not something you're unaware of.
We could go on like this for the whole 30 minutes.
We could. And not really even repeat anything, except boobs, maybe.
Repeating boobs.
Do I sign up for that? Oh, wait.
Well, I don't know. Not at my house.
Not at your house? All right. So, do I tell about my news?
I guess you can.
Or do I need to wait until after the paperwork is done?
Maybe you should do that.
Now do we need to redo the boo?
No. That's okay, because it'll create an air of suspense.
That's right, an air of suspense. We should have dramatic suspenseful music.
Dun. Yeah, if we were Christopher and Dorothea, we would.
Yeah, absolutely. Because they're just talented that way.
They are. We are not.
No.
We need theme music.
We do need theme music. Hey, Dorothea, we need theme music. Just saying. Yeah, I know you're listening. Okay. And let's see, what else?
I heard a new a cappella group the other night. You did too. And
I did?
It's a new, well, new to me. I have,
who?
It's called Speak of the Devil.
Oh, yeah. On the...
They sang the national anthem at
And they did
game,
a really good
and they,
job.
I thought they did pretty well.
Yeah.
I have to go look them up online.
Yes. So... Anyway, that's our February 15. Boo. Sorry it's so late. Tomorrow we'll be right on top of things, right first thing in the morning.
No, probably not.
No. No, really, we're going to be. And
Jordan's coming over tomorrow, and he's going to make dinner, he said.
I see. Okay. So any boos that come out of this house between, you know, you know, after noon, should have a language warning.
Oh, yeah.
So, okay. So I'm going to scoot. We should both scoot. Are we going to read?
I thought we were.
What are we reading? We're reading
Monster Hunter International. No, Monster Hunter Vendetta.
By whom?
Larry Correa.
And they're fun. And they're kind of irreverent in a lot of ways, too.
Don't read them if you don't like to hear about guts and
gore and
juices and things.
Yeah. They're violent. But it's not. All right, it is kind of gratuitous violence, but they're funny. There's some really funny parts.
Yeah, he has some really good lines.
Yeah, he does. So, anyway, that's our randomness as well as our February coverage for today. Yeah, 10 minutes and you're going to be sleepy.
Could happen.
Okay, so we'll talk to you guys all later.
Yep.
Have a lovely February.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye. Oh, crap.
Pause recording button.